The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We got a lot to get to today, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You know why? Because it's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Wednesday. We do things a little bit differently on Wednesday. When you call, text, tweet, send smoke signals, however you communicate with us, put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show.
74%?
There we go. Yeah, I'll go a little bit higher, 77.3%.
Okay.
I'm off to a really wonderful start because I'm sitting there talking to Barry and I was in my office doing a bunch of sports map stuff, and I look up and go, oh, bleep, it's 4 o'clock. I have something to do.
Yeah, you've got a program to
yeah. So I want to apologize to the people, and, well, not really the people, you and Jong.
I was arguing with Barry because I feel like Barry's mistreating the interns.
Yeah, I kind of sided with Barry on this one.
Why, really?
Yeah.
Man, I feel like you crossed a line.
Well, maybe, but I think the intern crossed the line first, so Barry just crossed the line back. I'm a firm believer in, you know, let other people determine what the line is. So if they treat you like you're respect, if they treat you with respect, like you're a good dude, you treat them with respect. Yeah. If they treat you like garbage, then you give them a second chance, and then you treat them like garbage.
So I'm a little torn here because I was talking to Eric Sandler.
You're starting to like him, aren't you?
And I was asking him where I should be eating. What's the next hot thing to go check out? And he said he's still on that Nancy's Hustle that you like.
Yeah, I mean, that place is amazing.
And then he said, the next place he said was Doris Metropolitan Steakhouse. And I said, I've heard of that somewhere. And he said, yeah, it's a steakhouse that some Israeli guy runs it. And they don't have, like, traditional appetizers and stuff. It's all sort of, like, it's a steakhouse, but it's, like, cultural,
yeah,
you know. And then I thought about it, and I was like, oh, you know where I've heard of that place? Texas Mattress Makers, their appreciation dinner is at that place.
Yeah.
And now, when I got the invitation to that, normally I always just immediately throw those away. I don't like to go to dinners. I don't like to go to anything where there's people I don't know.
Well, see, I obviously want to go. Here's the problem. It starts while we're on air.
It starts at 6:30.
And it's
cocktails 5:45, dinner 6:30.
Right. So we'd have to, well, we got to be there for cocktails. I should be drinking again by then. It's April.
So, yeah. So what we would have to do is have Jong and Juggalo Trey do the show from 5:30 to 7.
How far? It's not that far from us from here.
It's on South Shepherd.
Yeah. So somebody would have to step in at 5:30.
Well, what if you guys do the show from there?
I don't know that we could do that.
Yeah.
Is that Texas Mattress Makers?
No, it's at a steakhouse.
It's at a steakhouse.
Oh.
Yeah,
it's their appreciation dinner for people that they work with, which that includes us.
It says we wouldn't be where we are today without you. Please join us for an appreciation dinner.
And, you know, we wouldn't be where we are without them.
Right.
We wouldn't be the number one show in the city without them.
So I'd like to go and celebrate with them, you know.
April 3rd, though, isn't that's a smack dab in the Final Four, but it's not the Monday after, right? So that's okay, but when does Astros opener?
It's the Tuesday after. So it's the day after the Final Four happens.
Okay, so we talk about it. Oh, yeah, it's the day after. I mean, because we're. But if we talked about it for an hour and a half.
If we committed the first hour and a half to the show to talking about that particular basketball game, we could probably sneak in one segment about the Astros since they'll be going by then. Then I feel like we could get out of here at about 5:30. And
John could get somebody to come in and fill in for the second half.
Yeah. You work on that, John?
Yeah, Astros.
Somebody is going to, like, jump at the opportunity.
Yeah, the Astros actually opened the week before. So
I thought opening day is April 1st.
It's the 29th at Texas.
Oh.
March the 29th.
I'll be damned.
So I think we could do this.
Okay. Yeah, like if...
But don't forget the RSVP. We got an RSVP for this.
Like if we said, hey, Jose, do you want to do the show on that Tuesday for an hour and a half?
No, not him. Not him.
I know. I'm not saying it. Okay. I'm just saying, like, most people around here, given the opportunity, there's so many dudes walking around this place who, like, all they want to do is be on air, and they're doing whatever job they're doing, like, just trying to scrape by until they get an opportunity. This could be one of their opportunities.
Yeah. I bet Jermaine would come in and do it.
He'd
do a good job. I think we should do this. I mean, this is an important client.
Yeah.
And
that's what it's really all about.
Right.
Keeping our clients happy.
Yeah. And taking Eric's suggestion on a steakhouse.
Right. Might have had something to do with it, just a little bit.
So you're starting to get along with Eric, aren't you?
We get along fine.
Yeah, he's not a bad guy, is he?
He's not a bad guy.
Nah, he's actually a lot of fun.
I just thought we could have done without him, that's all.
Yeah, well, but now that you have him, if this place winds up being awesome, you're going to be like, okay, maybe it's not a bad idea.
Fred, if it was my job, I would have already found that place.
Oh, hey, can I do a follow-up on a couple things that we talked about yesterday?
Sure.
Because you went
fees.
Off. Fees is one of them.
Fees. $350.
Well, this isn't that bad, but it's one of those that makes you go, what the? I had to get my registration renewed on the car, right? So I did all this, you know, get the inspection. Because, of course, I wait until the 28th. February is my month. So I go down to the little place off of Preston. And it's like $82, which, okay, no big deal. And she goes, oh, you're paying with a debit card? That'll be $84. There's a $2 processing fee. Now, how does this make any sense? If it's a credit card, okay, but a debit card, it's coming straight out of my bank account into yours. Why do I need a processing fee for that?
It's garbage, I'm telling you.
So do I save $2 and go get a bunch of checks and write an old-fashioned check and give you that has to go through all the stuff and go through your bank and takes forever and you don't get the money for a week and a half? That's better? Instead, you're charging me a $2 processing fee? And I don't care about $2.
It's the principle of it.
It is. It's like, why on earth am I having to pay an extra $2 here?
If it were $350, you would care.
Yeah, I would care. I mean, it doesn't matter. But it's just one of those things where, you know, you look at it and you go, how does that make sense in any way, shape, or form? Okay, that's one. Here's the other one. And I want to hear from somebody on the text line that does this to please explain to me why it's okay. I had to drive downtown during the day, which I hate. I'm going down Franklin, I think. And, right. You know, there's three lanes there. And I'm in the middle lane. And the light's green. And this guy in a Mercedes just stops in the middle of the road. Middle lane. Green light ahead. So I honk at him, and he's flipping me off.
You know what's funny? I was going to come in today and tell you that one of my big pet peeves, and it happened to me today, was... when other people drive like a-holes, and then they look at you like you're you've got some kind of problem.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm behind him in the middle lane. The other cars have all gone, and he's just stopped right there. Now, if you're lost and trying to figure out where to go, don't you pull over and get out of the way? So he's flipping me off for honking at him. And I'm like, dude, the light's been green for, you know, over almost a minute. It's about to change back, and you haven't moved. You're sitting in the middle lane. And so he's flipping me off and stuff and finally takes off and then starts to try to figure out where he's going. He's clearly lost. But he's just flipping me off the whole time. So I'm just I'm sitting on the horn the whole time. Like I said, you're going to be an a-hole to me.
You're such a bad guy.
I'm going to be an a-hole back. But This is now the third time this has happened to me downtown. And I honestly want somebody to text me and explain to me what the hell they're doing when they do that. Because, you know, we were talking about, that was my Hey Man Bleep that yesterday, was how people drive like dickweeds. But I'm just kind of curious why you stop in the middle of a road with a green light and it's the other guy's behind you. It's his fault that you flip him off because he honks at you. I have one more little bitch while we're at it.
Okay.
I don't know how people get sick in this country. I had to go.
You don't know how?
Well, I mean, I don't know how they get sick. I don't know how they get it treated.
Oh.
I had to go get pills today. And we have a pretty good insurance that pays for, you know, the copay on the medicine's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, when you get past a certain amount of medications, it becomes a percentage. And it's not like, I mean, I can afford it, so I'm not going to bitch. But $500 for a bottle of pills? And then they show you a little thing. Your insurance saved you $1,986. How is a bottle of pills $2,400?
That's crazy.
I mean, how do people afford that? I mean, if you don't, and especially if you don't have insurance. I mean, that's a used Subaru right there.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness.
Well, I know how people get sick because they.
Well, I know how they get sick, but I mean, how do you get well?
Coughing on people and going to work when they shouldn't.
How do you get well though?
You can't.
Yeah.
You just have to die.
But at least love makes a Subaru a Subaru, even if it's a used one, even if it's pre-owned.
Did you guys see this? The Dodgers clubhouse, about 25 people, players, coaches, and trainers were sent home because of a virus.
Good.
People get sick.
Go home.
And Zach Greinke, when he was with the Dodgers, said some people don't wash their hands when they go number two in that clubhouse. Maybe could have.
Did he name names? Of it.
No.
Oh, that's weak. He should have.
All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Okay, guys, I've been telling you about BillAdvisor.com and how they're saving everybody a bunch of money and how they could save you money, and they can. And the average customer is saving $830 per year when BillAdvisor calls and renegotiates all their monthly recurring bills. Well, just to prove to you that I'm not BSing, how about David H. from Sugarland is now saving $1,431 a year on his internet and satellite TV bundle. Mark M. from Spring, now saving $1,236 on his cell phone, internet, and satellite TV bundle. And John G. from Spring is now saving $1,122 after switching his internet and TV provider. That can be you. That could be you saving $1,400-something dollars a year. Or you could be like Lance Zierlein and save $2,000 a year. If you can't think of something to do with $2,000, I'll take it off your hands. The savings are real, guys. The average BillAdvisor customer is saving over $830 per year. They work directly with the service providers. You don't have to give up your channels, your speed, your data, or your coverage. You just pay less. It's as simple as that. Check them out at BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving to get on that train. Or text the word BILLS, B-I-L-L-S, to 313131. That's the word BILLS to 313131 for BillAdvisor.com.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. A lot of people saying if you really want to get mad about the cost of meds, watch episode 3 of Dirty Money on Netflix. I may have to do that. I'm insured, but my cancer meds cost $24,000 a month without insurance.
God.
Well, and these are just pills for high blood sugar. It was more than one package of them, but my God, $2,500 for that? Crazy.
Greg says some places will charge an extra fee because Visa, MasterCard, etc. charges the retailer for using their card service. That's just kind of the price of doing business in this modern age. You can't expect everybody to come in with a bag of nickels and count out coins. It's ridiculous.
Dustin says, AT&T called me about needing to pay my bill. I say, cool, can I pay it now? She says, yes. Give her my card info, and after all that, she tells me, now, sir, there's a $5 processing fee for doing this over the phone. Is that okay?
You've got to be kidding
me. It's like, no.
You've got to be kidding me. Fees.
Yeah. I honestly, now I'm mad about it because you brought it up. It's not even something I would have noticed, like $2. Okay, $2, who cares?
In all honesty, if the charge for those, the fee on those tickets was $20, okay. I mean, you got me for an extra 20. Cool. $350? You notice that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a noticeable amount. $20 when you're making a transaction like that,
yeah,
you could sneeze at.
Yeah. You're just okay. Price of doing business.
$350?
Okay. Not a single person has texted the show to tell me why it's okay to stop in the middle of the road.
It's not.
I'm just curious because I'm trying to figure out why I'm the a-hole here.
But that's the craziest thing to me. And it happened to me pulling in today. I pulled in. I was coming through like the line to turn left on at the Westheimer and what's the Rice? Is that it?
Yeah.
That line was backed up. So I cut by the Capitol Grill. Like, you know, you can cut through that and you'll pull, like, you'll be basically lined up with the subway. Below our building. So I'm driving through there, and there's some guy, or some guy's just like parked, and then he backs up a little bit, and he's still like hanging out into the, like I can't get past him. So I'm like sitting there waiting and staring. I didn't even honk. And finally he sees me and he backs up and he goes, throws his hands up to like, what's your problem, bud? And I'm like, it makes me hate everyone. Everyone.
Yeah, this one actually, I don't get mad at stuff, but this kind of pissed me off. It's like, you're the one being the jerk. All I'm doing is saying, hey, get the hell out of the way. You can pull over the right lane. I don't care what you do. I'm just honking my horn so you know, hey, there's
people
behind
you.
Yeah. And there's a green light that's been there for 35 seconds at least, and you haven't moved, and everybody else has. And I can't go left because there's cars there that are coming up on me, and they're afraid to go past because they can't tell if he's going to turn or not because he's kind of doing the whole sort of back and forth thing without, you know, where he's like his wheels are pointing one way and he's looking the other. So, yeah, but I'm the a-hole. Oh, well. And so it's okay to stop in the middle of the road if your engine dies and the car can't move. That might have been the case, but then he would have put his hazard lights on, right?
That's it.
Like, if you put your hazard lights on.
If you're having car troubles, you throw your hazards on.
Although,
people will, you know, work around it.
People use their hazards to do stuff that's illegal, especially downtown. They'll like park in a place, then put their hazards on.
Go in and get some coffee.
Yeah. But if you're in the middle of the road with your hazards on, you probably got a problem.
Right.
So.
Ugh. Downtown. No thanks.
So maybe he was driving a standard and the car stalled, then he couldn't restart it. If that's the case, fine. But
how many people are driving standards in 2018 anyway? You've got to pay extra to get one now. It's ridiculous.
To be fair, he was driving a Mercedes, so I'm not going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he's not a dickweed.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like, you have to, when you buy a Mercedes, there's probably 95% of the people who buy a Mercedes have to check the I'm a dickweed box when they buy it. The other 5%,
they're leasing.
No, the other 5% of the blitzers with Mercedes, they're cool.
Oh, okay.
But anybody else? Yeah. But no, I don't think his car stalled because he was creeping.
Oh, he was moving just very, very slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I guess he could have stalled. But even then, you don't flip me off. I can't tell you're stalled.
He didn't stall.
I don't think he did.
He didn't stall.
No, that would have been cool if that was the case. But 713-780-ESPN. A lot of people complaining about people driving with hazards in the rain.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's funny. You would think in this town where it rains a lot, you know, we get our average annual rainfall is up there amongst the highest in the country for a major city. But when it rains, people lose their mind. Like, they all of a sudden they don't know how to drive in it, and I don't get that. Like, I understand if we lived in San Diego and it started raining.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man.
Or like when we got ice here, I get it.
Right.
Because it doesn't happen.
Yeah. When it's snowing, it's like, okay, now we nature just threw a curveball at you. But rain? Everybody here's seen it. We've all driven in it. Let's put our big boy pants on and not drive with our hazards on.
I think it's people who aren't from here and they're not used to it. And they think, oh, well, this is how we drive in.
Well,
in Fresno. This is how we drive in Fresno. So
take your ass back to Fresno.
713-780-ESPN out of What Are the Odds Wednesday. If you want to get in, we'll have some fun today. Now I'm wondering, maybe the guy's car did stall.
You ever been to Fresno?
Yeah, I have actually.
It's like Lubbock.
Yeah, it's the Lubbock of California.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect it to be, I mean, because it's California, but that's what it is. Maybe a little even more ghetto than Lubbock.
He said, doesn't Jerome drive a Mercedes? I don't know.
Probably.
He's a rich.
He is. Whew, big time. But now he's got two kids. Maybe he's downgraded to a Beamer.
Rand says, Granato drives a Mercedes. Is he a dickweed? No.
Let's stop.
He's a 5%. If I know you, you're not a dickweed.
He's a radio guy who drives a Mercedes.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of a dickweed move.
Stop protecting him.
I pop on my hazards when I'm the last car in a traffic jam. That's not a bad idea. That's actually a smart idea. I mean, it's.
But then once a car pulls up behind you,
you turn them off.
You turn them off. Yeah.
Maybe if I'd have done that, then
I
wouldn't have got rear-ended.
Your old vehicle wouldn't be dead.
Yeah, I still wish I had that vehicle.
Yeah, but
of course now it wouldn't fit in my garage. Is the thing. My garage is not big enough for that vehicle.
Yeah, so. Remember I tried to park my truck in your garage?
Yeah, we got it in there.
Yeah, but not
it was completely sideways.
It was like,
it took up the entire garage.
A crazy angle. It took me forever to get out of there, too. All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. And the reason I'm going to tell you about them is because you're thinking, there's so many dealerships. If I wanted a new Harley, why would I drive to Sugar Land to get a new Harley? Because those other dealerships aren't Republic Harley-Davidson. I went down there a couple weeks ago. I drove on a new Road King, and I had always been kind of anti-Road King because I didn't like their look, but they've got a new look to them now, and I loved it. They convinced me. Give it a try. Give it a ride. I'm so glad I did just because now I know. And the staff is always friendly. They're always attentive. They're not going to leave you wandering around trying to figure this out for yourself because a lot of guys who go in to buy a Harley, it's their first time. And it's not a process you want to go through alone. I've been to the other dealerships in town, sat on some bikes there. No one came to help me, talk to me. That's not the case at Republic HD. And their service department is out of this world. So I won't trust anybody else with my bike. They've got 7 master technicians on staff, way more than every other Harley dealer in Houston. They've got a massive inventory, and they want to treat you right. They want you to keep coming back. They're going to get you on that Harley of your dreams, whatever your budget. They've got financing for everyone. Whatever your Harley needs, service, new or pre-owned, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson is the best in Houston. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or check them out online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Sometimes in Houston, it gets really dark and starts to rain. It's hard to see, so you pop the hazards so other cars can see the flashing lights, you dumbass dickweeds.
No, you have headlights for that.
That's what you have headlights for.
Headlights, taillights. Yeah, we've all got them. It's rainy and dark.
And you guys are mean to me. Somebody wants to know, when did it become the in thing to make a left or right turn from the middle lane? That's the thing, and this is... And we don't have the worst traffic in the world. We have bad traffic, but we have, I'm going to say this is a fact. We have the worst drivers in the entire world.
It's pretty bad.
I mean, it really is bad. And I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say that. That's not a Skip Bayless hot take. That's
pretty bad.
That's the reality. I think I'm polling three people right now, and all three would agree with me that we have the worst drivers in the world. So, but you know what? That's okay. We got other good things here.
Yeah, there's some.
I'll tell you what, when I retire, man, I'm going someplace where I never have to drive again. Where, like, I'm either on a train line where I can take the train, or I'm in the middle of nowhere where I don't have to get in the car.
That's the
And I get everything delivered by Amazon.
That's the move.
Hey, I got an email from Uber.
Your rating gone up?
My rating's up to 4.65.
Look at you.
It's still too low.
It tells you when your rating goes up?
Well, they sent me a little thing about just your recent rides with Uber, because I did a bunch in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
And I'm up to 4.65. Good for me.
Yeah.
And they give you a little 5-star tips and tricks, which is a nice way of saying it's not good enough.
Yeah, you want to get better? Here's how.
Well, I've obviously done much better lately. It was funny when one of the drivers in Chicago told me one of the things that she bangs people for is when they slam the door when they get out.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, I'd never thought of that. So now I'm very careful now about closing their trunks when my stuff's in the back and I'm getting it out, or slamming the door. 713-780-ESPN. 281 says San Antonio is much worse. I disagree. Been to San Antonio a bunch of times.
Drivers ain't good in San Antonio either, mind you, but better than here.
Yeah. Can you go ahead and explain to the uninitiated that having your hazards on makes drivers overlook cars that are actually broken down with their hazards on? Now, there's a time to use those. If your car's not starting and you're stuck in the middle of the road, get them on fast. If you're on the side of the road, put your hazards on. These are simple things. I don't get it. It says, try driving in New Delhi. I'm not going to New Delhi.
Yep, never.
No. Why would you go to New Delhi?
That would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, I've got no business there.
281. What are the odds the Chargers take a quarterback in the first round? Do you think they start? I don't know. Their pick's not really high enough for them to get one of these guys.
Nope.
I think they're all going to be gone by the time they get there. Or you're reaching for a dude. Jeff saying, thinking of dropping some coin on Xavier to win it all. What are the odds that's a good bet with good return on my money?
I have a Xavier ticket.
That's one of the ones you have, right?
Yeah, one of the futures I have. And I don't know. Xavier is one of the teams that I'll look at, you know, when I'm filling out my bracket, as I think could be a potential winner. One of about eight.
Yeah. But they can win it, right?
They can win it.
Yeah, you'll be just tell me once before the tournament, you'll be doing some regional previews for us.
Yep.
On Sports Map. So,
because I'm a man of the people, Fred.
Yeah,
that's what people like.
Yeah. It's about Los Angeles is worse than Los Angeles's traffic is worse. The drivers aren't worse.
Yeah.
My point is the drivers. Big difference. And it's guys like you who are turning on your hazards every time it slightly rains, and guys who cut across four lanes. You can't cut across four lanes in Los Angeles because you're not moving. And there's so many things. It's like five times a day between driving here and home. And I mean, I'm talking about, 5 miles where I see something that it's either an accident or almost an accident caused by somebody who doesn't know what the bleep they're doing. So, yes, it is by far the worst. And God forbid you have to get on 45 or one of those freeways. I mean, I know 59's bad.
45 is better now going south than it used to be.
It is, yeah. Yeah,
but it used to be pretty bad.
But downtown, the downtown is always bad because, especially with all this construction, guys run red lights and T-bone people like 3 or 4 times a day down there. I mean, it's and the other thing I've noticed is this is one thing too. Now I'm getting on a rant, but when we do construction in the city, we don't think about the impact it has on other streets. So if you're coming up 45 to go downtown, they've got this exit close that you used to take that would take you right down Peace and takes you downtown. So that traffic's all getting diverted to Leland and Polk. So those roads are really busy now. And the problem is on those roads, there's only a couple lights. But you have a bunch of cross streets, right? I've now seen 3 accidents in the last month where people are on those cross streets and try to beat the traffic across and get T-boned, including one that was right by my house the other day. It's like, you know, if you're going to put that kind of traffic flow in there, you got to have more than stop signs down there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's silly. I noticed that on 290 heading out your way to go to the racetrack. They had 290 closed.
290's always a mess.
I know. But they also had all the stuff on the feeder road closed. It's like, okay, if you're going to close 290, you got to have the feeder road open so people can get by. Instead, you're going down TC Jester and having to go all these ridiculous, I mean, it's, I hate driving in the city. I hate it. I hate the people who drive. I hate the freeways. I hate it. Worst drivers in the world, period.
Ready to move on from
Yeah, I am. Drivers. I am. Let's move on to happier things.
I feel like I need to push you in that direction.
Do you have a happy thing?
I don't really have any happy stories necessarily today. I have some of the usual fare as far as non-sports items, if you wanted to delve into that. But I feel like now we've been on driving, maybe we should do a little bit of sports.
All right, so what sports you want to do?
That's where
I was. I mean, I've got plenty. I just don't want
to. Somebody asked me today, like, what do you talk about this time of year? And I was like, I don't know.
Traffic.
Yeah, we talk about football, I guess, but we could talk about the Clippers-Rockets game tonight where Austin Rivers has to face the music after calling Trevor Ariza or saying to Trevor Ariza, let his bitch ass in then.
Yeah, by the way, I may
over actually, under technicals tonight.
I might actually bet on the Rockets tonight. Clippers are coming off a back-to-back in Denver last night, coming home. You know the Rockets are going to be pissed.
Rockets -8.5.
That's too many points. Never mind. When I saw it this morning, it was 5. That's when I was thinking about it. I think I'm staying off 8.5.
That's probably wise. But I would bet that there's a lot of posturing and chest bumping and things like that tonight.
Probably. Fake fighting.
Yeah. No real fighting because it's the NBA. Let's face it. It doesn't happen. But there will be a lot of posturing and tough guy talk.
Of course. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Okay, here's a sportsy one for you.
Okay.
See who Lamar Jackson's agent is?
No.
His mother.
Ooh.
I'm going to say right now.
That's a bit of a misstep.
Anytime somebody's mother is handling their business, I'm out on that guy.
I'm kind of with you.
If the mother is like a big star, like Eli Apple's mom, I'm not drafting you. If your mother is advising you, I'm not drafting you. But his mother, Felicia, for now, is advising him. That's not a good look.
Yeah, like part of the, and we've talked to Lance about this. Part of the thing that an agent does is he sets you up with places to work out. You know, he sets you up with the right coaches, people who are going to make you look really good, leading up to the combine and eventually the draft. What's his mom know about that? I mean, I don't know for a fact. Maybe his mom's always had a dream to be an agent, but it sounds to me like someone told them what the percentage that an agent gets is, and the mom said, "Oh, that's not gonna work for us. We're looking to keep all these dollars, so let's skip out on that 10% or 5% or whatever it is, and I'll take that, and we'll just go from there." Bad call, though.
Apparently says the mom is his quarterback coach, too. And that might explain the inaccuracy problem.
What other other quarterbacks has she worked with? What's her resume look like?
I don't know. 713 wants to know, what if their dad is advising him? Well, that's worked out so well for the ball kids, huh?
Yeah. Just separate family from business. It's not hard.
Yeah.
It's sometimes you just got to do it. So, no, your dad, your mom, whoever it is, let a professional handle that.
Theory, that's what you should do. But
if you want to be like, I don't know.
Agents don't get that much.
No, it's not that much. So. I mean, like if you want to say, oh, my dad's going to be my my PR manager or my he's going to run my
Foundation. That's a good
thing. Yeah, whatever.
That's like JJ Watt's mom does. Go but run the foundation.
Like agent is one of those jobs. Like the agent is that's your go between with the organization. That should be someone who's experienced. That's money well spent.
All right.
You know what else is money well spent?
Dirt free
carpet cleaning.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, if you've been putting it off. Oh, do we have somebody on the line for that? Okay, who's that on the bottom line there?
No idea.
It's unknown. I'll be damned. Okay, well, let me tell you about Dirt Free.
Because I'll listen.
Yeah,
I care.
If you've been waiting to clean your carpets, your air ducts, your tile, and upholstery, now's the time to jump. Save 35% off any cleaning service with Dirt Free Carpets, 35% off sale. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Go chemical-free with dirt-free carpet. Nobody deep cleans like dirt-free carpet cleaning. Satisfaction's guaranteed. Your carpets are fresh, deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years with the best technology in the game, guys. You clean your tile, wood floors, your upholstery, your oriental rugs, and right now, you can save 35% off on all those services. Just call them 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here. Get 35% off. Plus, they're going to throw in a free speed dry with the carpet cleaning. That's a $100 value there. 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA.
And we are back on the Blitz. JK said, you did say worst in the world. New Delhi, Manila, Mexico City, Lagos are all in the world. Dude, this is Trump's America. America is the world.
Yeah, that's it.
You ought to know that. Besides, may have worse traffic. You don't have worse drivers. And 956 says Lamar Jackson's mom was actually quarterback coach for Tom Brady. No, that's fake news.
I don't think so.
So, yeah, you... It never ends well when you got family involved in your business. Go ask Andre Johnson about all that.
Yeah, I don't
remember that.
His uncle.
Yeah, and all those deals he got that were
Not and so it's good. Like, oh hey Texans, I don't like my deal. Oh really? Well, maybe you shouldn't have let your uncle negotiate it for you. What other multi-million dollar contracts had he negotiated to that point? Mm. None. Weird. Weird that you got a bad one.
Hey, got to tell you, it's time to get on the map. Sportsmap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. All your favorite teams, trends, and events. Great content today, including Lance Zierlein. And if you're not on Sportsmap, you're missing out. Check it out right now, sportsmap.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, at SportsmapHOU. Please do that. And we're going to be having a contest here pretty soon with Texas Mattress Makers. And if you're not following us on Twitter, you're not going to be able to win a mattress. So there you go. I have Tennis Tony mentions a tennis player that got screwed by it happens everywhere. It's every sport.
Yeah, don't let your family do your negotiating. It's simple. See the story about this woman in Florida who her name's Giselle Taylor. She's 27 years old.
Any relation to Giselle Bundchen?
No, they have different last names.
Oh. Well, I thought that
usually
might,
if there's relation there, that's the last
that name might be this. Like, you know, occasional
that's
Asian
like saying,
names.
Are you related to Fred Sanford?
I am actually.
No, you're not.
Yeah, distant cousin.
That's not yes. true. That's a lie.
No, that's
Fred
not fake
Rogers.
News. Yeah.
Okay. That's a lie too. You're okay. It's, you know, I don't know what to do with you.
Hey, I can say anything and it's true now. This is America. True. I'm related to all of them.
So she was angry because her fiance wouldn't crack her back.
Oh, I saw this. This was actually a gym of the day candidate a couple days ago, and I just never got around to it.
I don't know how I'm just seeing this. It says, because it's got updated today. That's why.
Ah, so what's the update?
Well, let me give the story, I guess, first.
Does your wife ask you to crack her back?
No.
Well, mine either.
No, that doesn't happen. Well, she asked me for back rubs, but that's different. But I mean, first of all, I don't know what the big deal is. If she did ask me to crack her back, I guess I would do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would. I've never actually been asked. I don't know how to do it necessarily.
I do know how to do it. I've been asked by a lot of people in my life. Just my wife just doesn't ask me.
Okay.
But she was upset because he wouldn't crack her back for her. So when you're upset that your fiance won't crack your back, things not to do. Don't go grab a pistol and attempt to scare your fiance with it. And when he acts like he's not scared that you're pointing a gun at him, definitely don't turn the gun on your dog and shoot it and kill it. What?
I don't know how that escalated quickly. I don't know how you got from point A to point D there. It's like, okay, you're not going to crack my back?
I'm going to shoot our dog. What? I got to be honest. I think the engagement's got to be off, right?
Yeah. There's
That's a deal breaker.
There's levels of crazy when dealing with a mate. That's a 10.
I think that's
She's
like,
a 10.
Let's get away from this relationship. It's not, this isn't what I thought it might be.
Or maybe it's a 1 because it's minus points. You know, you like, If you're doing a rating, you say, okay, this woman's an 8, but she's bat bleep, so to me she's a 3. You're taking 5 points off, right? This one is a 1.
Yeah.
I don't care what she looks like. I don't care about any other thing she has to offer. If she's shooting dogs, she's a 1.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's almost as bad as it gets.
Especially your own dog.
Yeah. Well, it's bad enough to go shoot somebody else's. I mean,
like if you
would the story
have
been better if she threatens him and he doesn't get mad, so she walks outside and shoots a neighbor's dog? Is that any better?
No, but
no, she's still a 1.
If there was a pit bull attack outside your house and a dog was
well,
was,
that's okay. That's
was a, murdering a little boy,
but that's a different thing entirely.
And she shot it, she would be a hero.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't the case. If it was just a nice little pit bull sitting out there in the sun enjoying himself.
Then would she be a 5 or a 6?
Did she still shoot her own dog just for fun?
Yeah.
Okay, then she's still a 1.
Even though she was a hero at one point?
No, there's nothing you can do that's going to get you back off that 1. Not once you've done something like this.
Really?
Because, yeah, think about it. Let's say you're with this woman, and maybe she gets off the drugs, and she cleans up, and she does the 12-step program.
Let's face it, it's Florida. She's not getting off drugs.
Of course she's not. She's going to be back on meth within a week and shooting your dog. No way.
Yeah, I'm with
you. Even if I don't like my dog, I'm not letting this chick shoot it.
It does seem uncalled for. And it just seems like such an excessive reaction to a small issue. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think that's an automatic breakup.
Yeah, I'm guessing meth was involved.
From the looks of her, it wouldn't shock me.
Yeah.
Meth
is usually involved when it comes to these Florida stories.
And then there's one more story, and cocaine's involved in this story, and I watched the video in hopes that this was Dave Tepper, because it's in Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha, huh?
And a suspect is being interrogated on the third floor of the Omaha police headquarters, and they said, "You're Thomas Hartman. You filed a report yesterday," the detective asked. Hartman first filed a report with police saying he was the victim of a crime. He said his brother robbed him, but detectives did their homework. He said, "You need to just come clean because I have visuals of him from the time of the robbery. He's on the other side of town." The detective asked Hartman to come clean several times, but Hartman insisted his brother stole his money. While charging Hartman with false reporting, his 17-year-old girlfriend was in another room talking with detectives about sex trafficking. The video shows Hartman knocking and banging on the wall, yelling for his girlfriend, "Babe, babe." At one point, you hear a woman yell, "What?" And he yells, "I think they're going to take me to jail. Go get that money and bond me out, Jaylene."
Jaylene?
According to a police report, the teenager told detectives she was doing sexual favors in exchange for money under Hartman's direction. And several officers came in to yell at him, or to tell him to stop yelling. And he says, "You're disturbing the peace. You're disturbing the other victim's peace. You don't need to be yelling." Well, now knowing that he's going to jail, he stacks a chair on top of the table in the interrogation room. He's alone. And starts messing around with the ceiling tiles. They, of course, this is all being videoed.
Right.
And the police think he's trying to escape. So they come in and they tell him, hey, you can't be doing that. What's wrong with you? That's a stupid move. You're at a police station, man. You get a chair up and you try to get in the ceiling. But it turns out he wasn't trying to escape. The officer didn't see it when he searched the ceiling, and it's easy to miss, but when he lifts the ceiling tile, he found someone else's wallet up there. A white ball also fell out.
Whoops.
Turns out the white ball was cocaine. Prosecutors ended up charging Hartman with drug possession. Judge sent him to 9 months of probation, which actually that sounds
not bad, pretty good.
All things considered. Like, who tries to hide cocaine in a police department?
Well, that's the worst place. How did they not find that when they brought him in there?
I don't know. Well, he was there to make a report.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing. Like, if you for whatever reason are going to the police station,
yeah, don't take your coke with you.
Leave your cocaine in the car.
I'm more interested in Jaylene. Is her beauty beyond compare?
That's Jolene.
Lots of Alpernare.
I think that's Jolene.
Oh, okay. We're in the. I just want to know if her voice is like soft summer rain. I'm curious.
Oh boy.
Sounds like maybe he needs a new job.
Oh man, I wish that I would have told the story about this teacher, because she is definitely going to need a new job. We can do that later on, but first we'll tell you about Cody, who was basically working at a big box electronics store, and that was his life, and he seemed resigned to it. But then last month, Cody started his new IT career, and he just started going to school in August. Now he's making more money, working less hours. If you hate what you do, don't get boxed in, guys. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take a free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. That's what they're doing there. They transition people into an IT career. It's what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.